You know how when you were growing up, the older men in your life, your dad, your grandfather, your uncles, you know how they always used to say things like, your generation just doesn't get it, or your generation is the softest generation this country's ever seen. Did you guys ever hear things like that growing up? I damn sure did. My dad grew up dirt poor. You know how older people would say, when we were growing up, I had to walk to school in the rain or 6 inches of snow, both ways, barefoot. Something to that dramatic effect. That was actually true for my dad. He was given two pairs of pants, two shirts, and one pair of shoes every year for school. That was it. My dad had to work hard for everything that he had. He has always had this mentality that he never wanted to be poor again. Because my dad worked so hard, I grew up privileged. No, it wasn't white privilege, but I had a privileged childhood. Naturally, because I had things so much easier than my dad did growing up, I didn't have that same edge that he did. Every generation believes that the generation that follows them is all screwed up. They're soft, they're weak, whatever. It's just human nature. Now, I wouldn't describe my generation, which is millennials, as being soft. We were definitely more privileged growing up than the Gen Xers or the baby boomers, but I wouldn't say that millennials are soft. Since we have been talking about the Olympics so much this week, let's use Olympic athletes for comparison. Usain Bolt, Michael Phelps. I know I criticize LeBron James a lot here on the channel. I disagree with LeBron politically, but I have never doubted his competitiveness, his toughness. I've never doubted his commitment to the NBA, his commitment to winning. LeBron James is the last of a dying breed in the NBA. He approaches every game the same. Doesn't matter if it's a regular season game in November or game seven of the Western Conference Finals. LeBron James is giving 100% either way. He is a competitor. You get my point, though. Every generation of Americans have strived for greatness. Finishing second place, you might as well have just finished last. The only thing that matters in a competition is winning. That's how it's always been in America. Every generation, that's how it's always been. Until now. I don't know what we're calling the generation that comes behind millennials, but this might be the most pathetic generation in the history of America. The 2021 Olympics have been flat out embarrassing for America. The political protest, the country being divided. For the first time in my lifetime, people are actually hoping America loses because they don't like the athletes that represent us. And now we have Lillie King adding fuel to the fire. To be honest with you, I had never heard of Lillie King until yesterday. As you guys know, the Olympics, they're just not my thing. I don't watch them. The only reason we have covered the Olympics as extensively as we have here on the channel is because of the woke politics. This channel has become dedicated to calling out woke politics wherever we see it in the world of sports. And the Olympics have been drowning in the woke pond. As far as I can tell, Lillie King is not woke. I could not find any example of her protesting or even mentioning anything political or anything anti-American. Lillie King is a great representative of America. She is a decorated Olympic swimmer. Now, you guys can correct me if I'm wrong in the comments section, but I counted her as a two-time Olympic gold medal winner, and she won three gold medals back in 2019 at the World Championships. So far, so good. Great representative for America. Thus far in the Tokyo Olympics, Lillie King has yet to win a gold medal. Now she's won a silver and she's won a bronze. Yesterday, after her swimming event, Lillie King made some interesting comments about expectations placed on American Olympians. Here's what she said, quote, "Excuse my French, but the fact that we don't celebrate silver and bronze is BS. Just because we compete for the United States and maybe we have extremely high standards for this sort of thing, that doesn't excuse the fact that we haven't been celebrating silver and bronze as much as gold, end quote. Look, I'm not going to sit here and blast Lily King like I would blast Megan Rapinoe or Gwen Berry if they had said something like this. But this is an example of what I'm talking about with this generational gap. Of course we don't celebrate silver and bronze medals in America. This is America. This is the greatest country in the world. There is no such thing as second place. You don't show up to a competition with the mindset of, I'm just happy to be here. As an American, you show up with the mindset of, I'm winning the whole damn thing. Patrick Mahomes lost to the football Jesus in the Super Bowl this year. After the game, did you see Patrick Mahomes smiling and laughing, celebrating, saying things like, when we get back to Kansas City, we're going to celebrate losing the Super Bowl. Second place is just fine. Kobe Bryant hated losing. Michael Jordan hated losing. Drew Brees. It literally ate away at Drew Brees when the Saints lost. That's why he kept coming back the last couple of years. We all known in New Orleans that Drew Brees lost his arm strength 2 years ago. Hell, he knew it too. He didn't keep coming back just to win the NFC South. He wasn't content with winning division titles. He kept coming back because he wanted to win the Super Bowl. He wanted to be number one. What we have been witnessing in the 2021 Olympics is some of the softest athletes this country has ever seen. Lily King wants us to celebrate her for losing? We talked about Elena Smith earlier this week. Elena Smith is the non-binary skateboarder who represented America. Let me pause for 1 second here. I want to make sure I use the proper pronoun. Elena Smith wants to be referred to as they. Okay. They finished last place in the skateboarding event. After finishing last place, she was all smiles and giggles. Damn it, I did it again. You see how confusing these damn pronouns can be? After finishing last place, they was all smiles and giggles. They said afterwards that they were just happy to be there. I don't care about winning. I'm just here to represent people like me who compromise about 0.6% of the American population. 0.6%. I'm not representing the other 99.4%. It seems to me we are raising a generation of losers. People who are okay with losing. We are raising a generation of kids that are just fine with losing. Doesn't matter. And look, don't take this the wrong way. There is nothing wrong with finishing in second place if you gave 100%. You did your best. You finished in second place? Great. Americans are understanding. As long as you represent the country well in the Olympics, I think most people understand that you can't win them all. It's the mindset that is bothersome. It's the mentality. Americans have never celebrated you for losing. They might understand it. They're not going to celebrate it. We've never celebrated second place in this country. If you want to be celebrated for second place, I suggest that you represent a country like Madagascar or Lithuania. They would be thrilled with second place. Here in America, this is a country that is accustomed to greatness. And look, I'm not disrespecting Lily King. Like I said earlier, from what I can tell, she is a good representative for America. I'm not denigrating her or her accomplishments. We're just talking about this mentality shift from generation to generation. I mentioned earlier that I had never heard of Lily King until yesterday. How long have we been talking about the Olympics here on the channel? 2 weeks now? I have spent countless hours researching and reading about the Olympics. Never heard of Lily King until yesterday. Why? Well, one reason is the media has spent all their time promoting anti-American athletes. Now, all of a sudden, Lily King comes out and says that we should be celebrating second place, and she's become a media darling. Rather strange. Why is that? why is the media all of a sudden all about Lily King? Because the woke media gets a boner anytime America loses. Anytime America loses, they're happy. Yahoo Sports did an article on Lily King talking about how ridiculous it is that Americans put all this pressure on its athletes to be great. The pressure is even greater for people like Lily King, who hasn't lost in the 100-meter breaststroke in 5.5 years. I mean, that is one hell of an accomplishment. And it's true. I said it the other day. Olympic athletes like Simone Biles, Lily King, they are under more pressure than any professional athlete in the NFL or NBA. Yahoo Sports says it's nonsense that we put this level of pressure on them. I hate to tell you, but that's just the way it is. It's just the way it is. Everyone expected Michael Jordan to win. Everyone expected Kobe Bryant, Michael Phelps. They were expected to win. Tom Brady expected to win. Annie Lazor, the American swimmer who finished with the bronze medal, celebrated after the event and told the media that, "I'm just happy to be here. I'm just happy to be here." I just can't imagine Kobe Bryant losing the NBA Finals and saying, "I'm just happy to be here. It's okay. It's all good. Second place, just fine." Maybe it's me getting older. I'm 36 years old. Maybe I'm out of touch with kids in their 20s. Maybe expectations have changed. Maybe losing has become acceptable in America. I've just always known competitors that showed up to win, not lose. Take my YouTube channel, for example. I view this as a competition. I am competing for your attention against everyone else. We have seen substantial growth on the channel the last couple of months, but that doesn't mean that I'm just content to kick back and relax. I want to be number one. I want to be the top channel in my genre. I mentioned the other day, we're averaging 200,000 viewers per month right now. I want to hit 1 million, 2 million, 3 million. That's why I bust my ass every day getting these videos uploaded. That is why I'm pouring time and money into the new studio in my house. That's why I do my best to get to all of your comments and reply to every email that you guys send me. I'm dedicated to this. I want to be number one. Maybe it's a generational gap. Maybe I'm just some dude in his mid-30s. That expects greatness, and I'm the only one. Hell, I don't know. You guys, let me know what you think. Should we be celebrating bronze and silver medals in this country? Should we celebrate essentially losing? Or do you guys agree with me that we should be celebrating greatness and winning? Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_BTL84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys tomorrow.